Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we are going to spend some time talking about our annual Haywood County Schools Art Show. My very special guest on the program again is Tara O'Loughlin. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Tara was on not long ago talking about Quick Draw. And she was kind enough to record this podcast about the art show. This is some, I have missed Quick Draw some, but I don't know that I've ever missed one of our big art shows. And we've done them through the years at Tuscola and in different locations where we compile a lot of art. But it's just a really good thing. So, Tara, thanks for being on again. And just tell us, in a nutshell, a sort of a brief description about the art show and what it includes.
And sure. And it's neat, too. You're saying you've been to the ones in the past. And in the last few years, we've done it as 3 days in a row, which art teachers love, too, and families love because it gives them more time.
It is better.
It is way better.
So because in the old days, it was Sunday afternoon, one Sunday.
One-shot deal. And if you couldn't make it,
right,
you couldn't
had something going on. Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit more about dates and times in a minute, but the format's much better now.
Much better. It's every school in our district, 15 schools coming together. Our teachers throughout the school year are collecting some of the best artworks. And this is just a way for art teachers to highlight their program and the students that they have. It's,
It's at what we call the conference center.
Conference center.
Which is in the same building as what is now Folkmoot, the old Hazelwood School. And it's down on the end toward, I guess, Walmart now.
Okay. Yeah.
The newer Walmart.
Yeah, so it's just we take in that whole room and just make it into an art gallery. And you walk in and it just, sometimes you need 3 days to take it all in because there's such amazing artwork.
Yeah.
So the high school is down the middle, then you have your elementary and middle schools around, and I was just at an appointment the other day in Asheville, and my doctor mentioned to me, she's like, oh, you work in Haywood County? She said, I was at my daughter's art show, and she was blown away by the artwork. She, I just didn't realize we had that much talent, because her kids are just getting into elementary, and it was just so impressive. Just nice to hear from somebody else.
Yeah, and I won't repeat what I said on the previous podcast, folks. You can go back and listen to it, but it's a commitment for us. The arts and other things that are considered non-core by some people. And I won't go into all those details, but even in difficult economic times, we think it's very, very important.
Yeah.
So let's talk about just when and where, the specific times. We've already talked a little bit about the location.
Yep. It is May 23rd, Tuesday, through Thursday, May 25th. And it's 3:30 to 7, so it gives people time to either right when they pick their kids up from school, go right over, or after they get out of work, once they get their kids off the bus. So it's a nice amount of time, hopefully one of those days you can get.
Yeah, and if you're taking a student, or even if you're not, you're going to want to set aside an hour two.
Yeah.
It just depends on your level of interest. But we found that to be a good time, 23rd through 25th of May, from 3:30 to 7, like you said. And we talked a little bit on the Quick Draw program about the variety of art, and there's a good variety here, too. Can you describe that for the listeners?
And the nice thing also is to kind of see what Quick Draw money did. So you're actually a majority of the artwork.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, so it's kind of neat. So
the Quick Draw money feeds this.
Feeds us. So we used to put a thing on each artwork that said paid for by Quick Draw. Then finally, like, we have to put that on every single art piece. So now we're just, so it's neat to kind of see if you go buy that ticket for Quick Draw and then the week after go see the art show. Like, all right, that makes sense.
Thanks for making that connection.
Yeah, it's a good one. This is neat too because I feel like a lot of times students in school are not as apprehensive just to try new things. So the mediums are across the board. We have your standard pottery painting. Then we have collages. We have created chairs that are painted on. We have mixed media artwork. We have sewing. We have just neat silhouette drawings. Just across the board, any artwork you can think of without students feeling stifled. So it's just really neat just to see pure artwork.
Yeah, and the thing that I've always enjoyed is to look at elementary artwork and then see the development typically in middle school and then some additional development across all the work in high school. So that as an educator, it's nice to see.
Yeah.
It's really nice
and to see. And even just if you want to understand, say you don't have kids in school yet, just like what is a developmental level? Like even just seeing it so straight out of elementary school and just kind of seeing what students can evolve to. Right.
One of the things that I've remembered the most about our art show is the involvement that you get to have if you're a if you're just coming to look at the art. You get to participate through what we call the People's Choice.
Oh, that's super fun. And definitely. And
so tell us about that.
The kids, usually the kids with the big families come and the kids love it because they get to get a little piece of paper right when they walk in. And then art, there's kind of neat too. You get to meet your kid's art teacher depending on what day you go. And we'll explain to you, just take a look at all the high school artwork. It all will have a number on it. And everybody gets to choose what they think their favorite piece is, whether it was just the most technically skilled or you're just emotionally drawn to it. So you really have to investigate each piece. And then at the end, all the art teachers count all the votes up and that student gets their People's Choice Award. And it's a great affirmation for that artist as well.
It is. And it's, like I said, I don't know that I've missed an annual art show ever. And it's just amazing to see the quality of work. And I'm always torn. Because I'm walking, you know, I take my piece of paper, I'm going to write down the number two, right? So I'm walking around, I'm going, man, that is so good. That one doesn't look as good to me, and of course I'm not an artist, but man, I like it.
Yeah, I find myself pacing back if I had a little step counter.
I might buy that one, you know, if it were for sale. And it's typically not, it belongs to the student, you know. So the two things I want to mention really quickly, the one, and this is a young lady who is probably in her early 20s now, sophomore or junior in college off somewhere, but I'll never forget walking in and looking at Savannah Edwards, I believe that was her last name, self-portrait as a freshman, and she won the art show, the People's Choice that year. And I thought, man, she might as well just take a picture of herself.
Yeah, and it's just nice to know that you could see these budding artists and years from now see them in the New York Times.
And other people too. And I think the last thing that we really want to talk about is there's recognition beyond that People's Choice.
Mm-hmm.
There's more traditional recognition of the pieces of art across the grades. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
In years past, art teachers, we've come together to recognize beyond the People's Choice of saying, okay, we know what technical skill is. We know conceptual ideas, so we come together as art teachers and give recognition for best in show, best different grade levels. So we, in years past, we've gotten ribbons for that. So it's been kind of neat, is also to propel those students to continue with their career in art.
And that's really rewarding for students to walk in and say, look, Mom, I got a ribbon. And who knows, it might be an incentive for a child who never really tried art before school.
Mm-mm.
And somehow they just were really good at it. It turned into a career or something.
And I have kids in eighth grade that say, I had a piece chosen for the art show when I was in second grade. They still remember when a piece was chosen.
Right.
So even just getting to the art show is pretty amazing.
Well, I appreciate you being on again. And I want to remind everyone about the dates. The Haywood annual Haywood Kane Schools Art Show, May 23rd, 24th, 25th, down at the Conference Center close to Folk Moot.
Mm-hmm.
In Hazelwood from 3:30 to 7 p.m. in the afternoon. All right. Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.